Proclamation number 5974 of 12th of June, 1954. Gift of Distinction of Spirits. The gift of distinction of spirits will let you clearly recognize from which side you are influenced as soon as you only ever strive for truth, as soon as you are only interested in recognizing evil in order to avoid it, and you want to subordinate yourselves to good so that it will be a blessing for you. God truly does not leave you in uncertainty. He gives you clarity where you are not yet able to see the reason, for God wants you, who only strive to live in truth, to also recognize it fully consciously and to reject all error as the work of his adversary. And let this be an unmistakable sign to you that you hear God's voice when it speaks to you gently and lovingly, when it soothes your mind and makes you inwardly happy and joyful. For as soon as he himself speaks through a human being, as soon as he expresses himself through every spirit, you will feel addressed and the thought of rejection will not arise in you in the first place. Whereas everything unclear, everything that affects you negatively, also comes from a negative spirit and has no claim to truth. For the adversary of God cannot hide his true face, no matter how he camouflages himself. The influence on the heart of man is according to his desire, satisfying for the one who is far removed from the truth, who is therefore more inclined towards the adversary than towards God. Whereas it is repulsive for the one who has devoted himself to God and thus to the eternal truth. You can distinguish between spirits as soon as you only want to distinguish between them, for this will already prove the desire for truth, which is also fulfilled. And all of you who want to serve God must learn to distinguish in order to remain free from error. All of you must sincerely join God and appeal for his help if you test the spirits. And he will give you the gift of discernment. He will not allow the proclaimers of the gospel to be deceived, whom he himself chose for their service on earth because they fully submitted themselves. He will not allow them to proclaim what does not correspond to the truth. He will not allow them themselves to be in doubt as to who speaks to them, for he who is the eternal truth himself does not let those walk in error who want to be active for him and who proclaim his word in his name. He gives them brightness of spirit and always guides their thinking right. Amen.